We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today. We have Stacey Tisdale. And I'm going to mess up your name, your first name and last
Lamine.
Name. Lamine Zerard.
You got it.
Oh,
got
I did mess it up. Welcome, guys.
Zerard.
Thank you.
I gave
Thank
him the
you
all.
It's great to be back.
I got the Lamine part. I was more concerned about the Zerard.
You did it.
I did
well,
it.
I'm really excited to have you guys here today because we have partnered up on this app. And so, Lamine, you've been here before. I believe when you were here, it was for Joust Bank.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about your background.
Thank you. Thank you. So StellarFi is my third startup. Believe it or not, it's been kind of a crazy ride. I started out by building a neobank on cryptocurrency back in 2015 called Token. Then we built Joust, which is a bank for freelancers. That was acquired by a company called Zen Business.
Let me hold something, man. Let me hold a couple of dollars, man. No,
come
you got
come
it.
Join us. Come join us. We'll give you more than dollars. We'll give you ownership, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And now StellarFi. So StellarFi is kind of a distillation of all of my experiences. I'm an immigrant. I came to U.S. from former USSR. My father's Tunisia, my mother's from Azerbaijan. And in any case, I've experienced how difficult it is to navigate the financial services in this country. I mean, it really is. It's a complicated experience. It's convoluted. The cards are stacked against you. And so I made a lot of mistakes along the way and decided that I need to learn more about finance, studied business, became a stockbroker with Merrill Lynch back at the height of the financial crisis, learned a lot then. Then a regulator with U.S. Treasury, and then said, I want to distill this into experience, all of those experiences into products, because I want other people to use those products. And so, and started to build. And now Stellar is, you know, think of it this way, third time's a charm, right? It's going to be the best company we've built so far.
So in 2015, you were working with crypto?
That's right, pretty early on.
Wow.
Did you invest in it early?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of money to invest, but I invested a little bit.
Okay. So you did pretty well then.
Did all right.
Okay.
Question, this is a side, but have you been experiencing like any prejudice because you're from the USSR? Former USSR?
I have in the past, yeah. Yeah, so when I came to U.S., I joined the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. Back then, in the 90s even, you had a lot of folks who, you know, came out of the Cold War. And so, you know, there was a lot of jokes made and a lot of picking in the Marine Corps. But, you mm-hmm. know, you just kind of get through it.
Yeah, because I came back from France. I was in Cannes, and it was like, you can't, if you're from Russia, they're not mm-hmm. rocking with you over there at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's true.
They won't even allow you to buy Chanel. Certain people, like if you go in a Chanel store,
Stacey said,
"Don't get me." She's like, "Not yeah, Chanel." Yeah, they were upset about that, but they were saying even certain things, like they won't allow you to purchase things if you're from Russia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Stacey, there's a lot going on right now, and I want to know how these things affect the economy. Roe versus Wade was just overturned. There's a lot of turmoil. So, how does that affect the economy, and why is it important for us to be empowered financially?
It's, I think this is going to go down as one of the biggest economic moments in Black financial history, right up there with redlining, right up there with predatory lending. And it's really not a mystery. The number one reason that women don't want to have children and want abortions is financial. They're simply afraid that they don't have enough money to take care of their babies. And their fears are valid. 60% of all of the households in the United States, Black women, are headed by women. So in addition to carrying that burden, they're going to have the inevitable career disruptions that come with motherhood. Those career gaps are going to mean that they don't have as much time to build up money for retirement. They don't have as much money to build up for Social Security benefits. And, you know, you live in a country where poverty-stricken elderly are already the majority Black women. Then you have education gaps. They're going to have to take times out of their education, which is going to have an impact on their entire life trajectory. One thing that we're also not talking about a lot is this whole overturning of this decision is going to make the wealth gap between Black women and white women even bigger.
Really?
You saw companies, I think Disney, Meta, and American Netflix. Express are among the companies that have said that we're going to give a benefit mm-hmm. to our employees if you need to cross a state border to get an abortion.
Mm-hmm. And imagine you have to tell your job that, because that's something that is so personal.
It is.
And now I have to go and like go to human resources and say.
Yeah. And who are those workers? They're largely white collar, white women who are going to get those jobs. A third of low income workers, people who make less than that, don't even get paid time off. So the bottom line is Black women are simply not going to have the time and the money to cross state borders.
Wow.
And, you know, 6 months after someone has a baby, that an unwanted pregnancy, they lose full-time employment. There's all sorts of things. We talk, and again, something else, when a woman puts that she has a child on a resume, mm-hmm. they are twice as likely not to get called back. So we see all these issues for women, but a lot of people aren't talking about how this is impacting men. And men
Kamala
who...
Harris did.
Well, the obvious...
She said sons, but yes.
Men, the fathers. Men who support women who have abortions, who their partner have abortions, they're 4 times more likely to go to college and to earn more. And the top reason that men support women in having abortions is because they want to be able to take care of the families that they already have. Mm-hmm. And when you put all this together, and the reason why this is going to be one of the biggest turning points in the economic history of Blacks is suffer the children. Children who grow up in these outcomes, they're not going to have as much access to education. Their life trajectories are going to be changed. There's food insecurity. This is all research. This is fact. I'm a journalist. I'm not going to sit here and tell you my opinion about it, but this is just fact. So again, we have this whole cycle. It's just heartbreaking. You have generations of generations. When you look at all the gains that Blacks have made post-COVID in the housing market, being first-time new investors, you see this is just another hit that's going to slam the economy and really affect future generations. But there's one thing that we did see in all of us over the past few years. The system is just rigged against us. The traditional financial system is. So we stepped out. We embraced the digital economy. We started using technology to invest. we started doing all these things. Black millennials, fastest new group of home buyers after 2020. Now it's even more important that we do that again, empower ourselves again, and this, and especially when it comes to building credit, because it's going to be harder than ever to qualify. And that's why this whole Stellar Night, that's one of the things this whole Stellarify initiative is about.
I was going to ask you, you know, with credit, you know, credit is a game of numbers and right decisions, right? Not necessarily how well you pay your bills, but as far as how much credit. So with this app, how do you break explaining that to the consumer?
For sure, for sure. Yeah, I mean, credit scores are pretty complex, right? It's kind of a black box initially created by FICO. Now there's Vantage. You know, the bureaus kind of have their hands in it. And what they look at is a bunch of different things. Some of that stuff is like, how many credit cards do you have compared to how many loans you have? Right, so it's called credit mix.
Because people feel like if they pay off all their loans, yeah, their credit will be through the roof, but right, that's not necessarily true.
That's not the case at all, no. No, what they, I mean, look, at the high level, they want you to have a bunch of stuff on your profile, and they want you to prove that you're paying on time, mm-hmm, right? So, like, that's a simple rule of thumb. Right. It's more complicated than that. And the way we build the product, we said, look, we don't want to give you another, you know, line of credit or debt, for example, on your profile. We don't want to burden you. We want to inject ourselves into what you already do. Everyone pays rent. Everyone pays utilities, stuff that you have to.
Netflix.
Hulu, whatever, right? And you already do it. You already do it, but you're getting no credit for it. And initially, when we were thinking about the app, we thought, let's just report that stuff to the bureaus. And what we learned is the bureaus don't want that. They don't accept that information because that's not credit. They're saying that we want a real credit transaction in our system. We want to see that your customer is actually a credit-worthy person, meaning that they borrowed money and they're paying our money back. And if you're saying, here's, they're just paying for Netflix or for their gym membership, they don't want to see that in the system. It clutters the system. So we said, we have a way around it. And what we build is this. We build a bill pay platform that pays your bills on your behalf. So in other words, we're using our money to pay your bills. And then we pull the money from your bank account on the back end. So we're creating credit transaction. We're quite literally advancing you the cash, and then we pull the money back. And because we created a real credit transaction, now we can pay for your Netflix, we can pay for your gym, we can pay for your rent, whatever it is, right? We're really agnostic what's on the other end of that transaction. And we can report it legitimately to any bureau.
So wait a minute. So you're going to pay my stuff before I do, and then you're going to hope that I have enough money in the account to get your money back?
We're not going to hope. We're going to look into your bank account. The way the app works, just like any other app. Like, I don't know if you use Robinhood or really like even neobanking apps. You link your account to it, right? Your bank account. Mm-hmm. It takes 2 seconds. You link it, gives us visibility into what's going on in your bank account, even historical data. So we don't have to hope, we make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm. Now, for somebody like me who I'm very old school with it, right? Like, meaning I like to hold my money. I'd rather pay my bills myself and take it out my account.
He's really old school. He dyes his beard. You know, so you can't tell how old school, but he's very old school. Mm-hmm. Continue.
That's old school.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Interrupted by RoboCop over here. When it comes to it, that's old school. That's an old school reference.
That is pretty old school.
Old school. But I was saying, you know, for somebody like that, so how do you protect it to make sure that the right people can see the account and not hackers or anybody else that can get through the account to make sure?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have an onboarding experience, right? Just like a banking experience. When you sign up, we validate your identity. We work with third-party partners that have access to government databases. And so it's pretty straightforward. We use security, like modern level banking security. Mm-hmm. And when you sign up, you give us your name, your address, your password, or you create a password, your social security number. We then run the check on your name to make sure you are who you are. Because fundamentally, it's very difficult to defraud our system, but it's, but you could potentially, if you were to lie to us, you can access someone else's credit information. We don't want to do that, right? We don't want to be the company that allows, you know, Angela accessing your credit report. And so we want to make sure that Angela is who she says she is before she accesses.
I don't trust her.
I already have access to his credit report.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I was going to ask you this too. You know, a lot of times people have accounts that they don't know about. Will that app happen with that? So for instance, I had a PC Richards, right?
Yeah.
And I haven't used it in 10 years because I just have it. But so they closed the account. Mm-hmm. But when they closed the account, my credit shot down because now it's a closed account. But if I would have known, I would have just bought something for $100 to keep that account open.
That's credit score 101.
Right. Yeah. So will you guys have that as well?
We do. So basically, when you access the app, you can see all of your credit information. Mm-hmm. Like your entire report, you can then see that, hey, I have this old account. For example, I discovered that I had an old account that I haven't used in 10 years, and they've been sending me letters to a wrong address saying they're going to shut it down. And now I can use that account so they don't shut it down, so I still have that access to that credit, and it's, you know, positively impacts my score. So absolutely, we have a ton of tools on the platform. There's a monthly membership fee that gives you access to simulators, calculators, everything you need to be well educated about your credit and make decisions that are, you know, well-informed decisions. So if you want to go borrow money for a house, for example, or want to buy a car, want to get a credit card, our platform is designed to give you everything you need to make a decision right there without really thinking about it. Just quick analysis, quick snapshot, and then you can make a quick decision.
Now, where did these payments get reported to? Because I know there are three main places three main agencies.
Yeah, so today we report to Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Mm-hmm. These are the three main bureaus, right, that everyone knows about. What people don't talk about, there's another fourth bureau. We're going to be reporting to that fourth bureau as well. It's called Innovis. And a lot of the credit card companies actually check your report from Innovis instead of Experian or others, right? And so when other companies, for example, report your information, they usually report to one or two bureaus because you have to pay money to report. We report to all three now, and we're going to be reporting to four. So think of it this way. It's a complete 360 impact on your credit. So like when you use our product, if you want to go borrow money tomorrow from any lender out there, it will have a massive impact on you, right? The lender will be able to see that you have all those payments reported. Mm-hmm. Your credit score is going to improve across board through every single model.
Now, you said there's a monthly fee. So what is that membership fee?
So we have three, right? We have three plans because we have so many features. We had to figure out how do we separate those features and offer them in a fair way to folks. And so we have the lowest entry plan is $4.99 a month. $4.99 a month gives you access to $500 in spending, so you can add $500 in bills. That's pretty cool. I mean, think of it, there's no interest, there are no other fees, and you have access to a bunch of tools to manage your credit. For $9.99, you can run up to $25,000 in bills. I mean, if you were to compare it to a credit card, I mean, how many credit cards?
$4.99.
$4.99.
Okay.
That's right.
I said $4.99.
Nah. $4.99.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I. You know what? That's a good call out, man.
I said $4.99. I'm like, what the?
I need to be conscious of these things. That's true. $4.99, and then $9.99.
There you go.
And so for $9.99, you have access to $25,000 in spending. That is revolutionary. Mm-hmm. There's not a credit product out there.
You can pay your mortgage.
You can pay everything, yeah. Right? How many people have more than $25,000 a month in bills?
These guys.
And guess what? We have a plan for you too, though. For $19.99, so $19.99.
Unlimited.
Unlimited. So if you have $100,000 in bills monthly, you can add it.
The black card of...
It is like a black card.
$100,000 in bills. Jesus.
Rich people.
That's so important because 35% of your credit score is on-time bill payment. Because I know some people are like, well, why don't I just pay it myself? 35%, the biggest component of your credit score, is on-time bill payment. And all of those bills, what Lameen was talking about, don't count. Now that Stellarfy is paying them on your behalf, it almost looks like you're paying off a credit card transaction. Mm-hmm. So you get credit for those. And there's the other apps out there. None of them give you that credit building apps. None of that give you that unlimited access. And another thing that really distinguishes Stellarfy from the others is, as Angela and I were, you know, part of this journey and talking to people about through the years with Wealth Wednesdays about what they need, nobody can do this stuff alone. It's really hard to improve your finances alone. So the first thing we did is we contacted the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. That's the big think tank nonprofit. And they are going to offer free one-on-one credit coaching to Stellarfy users.
That's huge. Wow.
And that really distinguishes us. So you can just go to nfcc.org/stellar and you get a free real person one-on-one credit coaching. This is about a financial empowerment platform. You touched on earlier the Roe v. Wade, you know, and how women, it's more important than ever for women and men to rebuild their credit. But it's, you know, all these marginalized groups between Latinos, Hispanics, communities of color. We really lose hundreds of billions of dollars a year because we get charged higher interest rates and it's harder for us to do things like mortgages. a lot of our friends in the Pride community. This is really significant. I was sharing this with Lameen. When transgenders have the operation, they lose their credit history. It's like starting from scratch. A lot of people don't know that. It's a new identity. You lose your past credit history. So Stellar's for everybody.
I did not know that. You got to say that faster next time. You said when transgenders have the surgery, they lose their
credit history.
That's right. You got to come with it because it's like, whoa, what's about to say?
You lose their credit history.
Gotcha. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. It's financially devastating.
So they don't keep the name?
When you when you make that name change and you make that gender identity,
you don't keep the same social security though.
They lose their credit history.
Wow,
it's a big issue. You have the three major credit bureaus saying that they're trying to work on it and find other ways to get their identities. It's becoming a big legislative issue.
Does that happen if anyone changes their name?
It's not just a name.
It's your gender.
Oh wow!
It's mostly the gender.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So if you have bad credit, it could actually work in your favor. Well, no credit is worse than bad credit.
No credit history.
That's true.
So you tell me when if I transition.
I know, we talk about this.
What, me transitioning?
Yeah, I know.
Yes, if I transition.
You guys have talked about
this? I lose my credit history?
Yes. And so the three major credit bureaus have tried to make that better. So now you'll have to go through mountain of paperwork, cumbersome process that most people won't go through, but it's going to get some legislative attention. And that's just another group. You know, we have to empower ourselves and build credit. That's what StellarFi is all about. It's for everybody, but these marginalized groups is really
I didn't know you get a new
benefit.
Social Security.
So if I got a
No, you don't get a new Social Security.
If I got a 700 credit score, I lose that?
You don't exist anymore, according to the credit bureau.
Because you changed your gender?
But do you have the same social, though? Because credit is social, though, right? Isn't it?
Credit is much more than just Social Security number, right? So Social Security number is just one little tiny attribute.
Mm-hmm.
And the way credit bureaus are looking at you holistically, they're seeing all kinds of different things. And when you, like, jumble it up by changing stuff, including your gender,
it resets.
It just resets. It's easier for them to be like, well, this is a whole new identity here.
And I never knew that. Wow.
What are you thinking about?
If your credit's messed up, that's smart.
No, it's not because no credit is worse than bad credit.
Oh, so you have no credit after?
Yeah.
It's like you're starting over.
Interesting.
Yeah. No one's going to lend you money, right? Because they don't know.
Yeah.
You got to rebuild everything and you have no history. Mm-hmm. Now, Lameen, so this is basically like, okay, so if you had to describe what StellarFi is it like a loan that you're paying? Like, how does that work? Because you're giving the money that's paying it, and then you're taking the money from the bank account. So it looks like you're making payments on...
That's right.
Okay.
It's not a loan, right? So I want to be very clear about that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's important. It's different that way, too.
There are credit builders out there that give you a loan,
mm-hmm.
and you sometimes, like, it's a secured loan. You put some money down because they don't trust you, and then they create this fake loan on the back end. We don't do that, right? So what we do is when we make those advances, when we pay your bills, we then report that as a line of credit, basically. It's like,
okay.
It looks like a credit card on your credit report, which is good because you mentioned that it's good to have access to a bigger line of credit because it reflects well on your profile, meaning that when I, as a mortgage lender, when I look at your profile and I see that you have a bunch of credit available to you that you don't use, you look responsible to me. You look like a good borrower to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do, right? So if you add all of your bills, let's say an average American has 4,000 monthly bills, right? They don't get reported to anything. But you add it to Stellar, you now have this $4,000, available credit to you monthly that we pay off every month, right? Because you pay those bills. And so it's always available, and it reflects really well on your profile.
Will you guys ever report to the credit bureaus negatively? Like, if somebody doesn't do what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, that's a good question. And the short answer is it can happen, but the way we design a system is to prevent that specifically. You ask, like, hey, how do you trust me to pay you back, right? What we do is we validate your balance, and if you have sufficient balance, we remit a payment. And then we pull the money from your account. So we kind of eliminate the possibility of you not paying. It can happen.
If you have no balance, and if you don't have a valid balance, and then you can't pay it, then that would happen.
So if you have no money, right, and mm-hmm. we've had customers that signed up, they have zero money in the bank account, they're like, hey, I have a rent coming up. Can you pay it for me? We unfortunately can't pay your rent if you don't
there.
Have money in your bank
I have
account.
A rent coming up. Can you pay it?
I'll get back to you.
You're on your own, brother.
Yeah, so, this is not a value add yet, but what we're working on is basically to do that, right, to help folks who you know, live paycheck to paycheck. Most Americans do, even high earners. And we say that we know that you can get paid on the 15th. Your rent is due on the 1st. We'll pay it, and then we'll collect it on the 15th.
Gotcha.
So that's coming up. That's not available to users yet.
Okay. Now, what is the five-day credit challenge that you guys are doing?
We're going to be launching over the next couple of days a five-day credit challenge to help people take control and understand their credit better. The first day, we're going to have you examine and do a little search on what we were talking about, credit biases, mm-hmm. how different groups are discriminated against. The second day, we're going to talk about goals. And Stellar is really a goal-oriented approach to credit building, and I'll explain what that means. Have you ever looked at your credit card statement and it says, oh, I have a 720 credit score? And then you go to a mortgage lender and the guy walks out and he's like, I'm sorry, ma'am, you have a 600 credit score. And you're like, oh, I just looked. Mm-hmm. It said I had 700. That's because people don't realize that these lenders usually use FICO scores, mm-hmm. but there are 16 different versions of the FICO scores. So an auto lender is not going to be looking at the same version that a mortgage lender is going mm-hmm. to be looking at. So Stellar's also a financial education tool. So people need to know that going in. So on day two of the challenge, we're going to help you identify what your goals are. Day three is a little credit score 101. Mm-hmm. Day four, we have you link to Stellar and link your bills to Stellar, which, by the way, just takes a couple of minutes. And on day five, we want everybody out there to set up for that free credit coaching session.
I'll just try to get the app. How can I get the app?
Yeah, sure. Go to Stellify.com.
Stellify.com.
StellarFi.com.
That's like Stellar Finance.
Yeah, it's short for Stellar Finance. Mm-hmm. And then go to try it for free and then sign up.
Okay.
I'm signing my mom up.
Now, I want to ask
you. Should.
Yeah, I am.
One other question.
What if I wanted to sign my mom up but use my bank account?
So technically, you shouldn't do that.
That seems like it's against the law.
But it's possible. If you want to link your bank account to your mom.
What if you want to pay like your family members' bills?
Or put the money in her account.
You could do that. I mean, the best thing to do is to put the money in her account and let her have her account. So what we do is we check in the name on the account, but we do make exceptions because sometimes family members, right? So mm-hmm. sometimes it's a spouse and using your spouse's account. Sometimes it's your child kid, and so forth. So we do make exceptions, but it adds a little bit of friction because we don't know if you stole someone's account, right? If your name doesn't match. So we want to make sure that it all aligns.
I was going to ask you, why is it, and sometimes, like if you try to get, let's say, a smaller credit card, because I know this happens to a lot of people, mm-hmm. they try to get a smaller credit card, whether it's PC Richards & Son or mm-hmm. Best Buy or Macy's, mm-hmm. and it's very difficult to get that. But then, let's say you try to get a car or a mortgage and you get that. Why is that? Mm. And why are interest rates so damn high on those credit cards? Like, if you don't read the fine print, like 28% is ridiculous.
I can answer that.
Go.
Yeah, for sure. So most of those credit cards, they're unsecured, right? And so when the lender makes a decision and they're like, man, I don't know you. You don't have a good credit. So here's $100 in spending limit and you're going to pay 33% interest because we don't know you and we don't want to lose $100. When you borrow money for a car, there's a collateral. And if you don't pay that, car, they're going to come collect it, right? And so this is why it's easier to sometimes borrow money for something that's tangible, that can be then repossessed. That's why a lot of people go that route sometimes. And it's a lot more difficult to borrow money just on a credit card. And if you do, if you're like an entry-level borrower, either you're young or you have a bad credit or whatever it is, good luck getting a decent card. You're going to be paying crazy interest.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's part of the app too, but... Mm-hmm. You should have some type of thing for fine print that teaches people what it is and what it really means. I bought a piano for my daughter when I was like 22, 23. Mm-hmm. It was a Steinway & Son, and I really couldn't afford it at that age. But I bought it, and I paid it monthly because I could pay it monthly. And 10 years later of me paying it, I just happened to look because it just kept coming out the account. And I looked, and I was like, how much did I actually pay on this piano? And I only paid like $5,000 after 10 years on this piano. Because the interest rates were so high, and the way that they did it was they took their interest rates the first 10 years.
Right, like a mortgage.
It's like when
But it was a piano, and I've been paying it for 10 years. But I didn't know, and I didn't read the small print because nobody taught me about credit. So I actually had to pay it off to make sure because I paid them so much money for a goddamn piano that my daughter doesn't play no more. But that's another point. But that's what you should do. You should really, I don't know if that's part of the app where it shows people about those interest rates and how that credit works and all that.
There's a big educational component. Also makes it different than, you know, any other credit building apps out there.
Yeah.
Now, what if you have a credit card, right? And obviously, you don't have to pay it off every month. Mm-hmm. So do you let Stellar know this is the amount that I want to pay before it gets remitted, or is it automatic?
So when you link a card, for example, to Stellar to pay it off, it's automatic. It's so that you designate what you want to pay, and we pay it on your behalf. It's just like bill pay, right? Mm-hmm. All we are is bill pay that builds your credit.
But every month you can change that. Like maybe you want to overpay what the minimum payment is, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. You can make double payments, whatever you want.
But you just said, that sums it up. Your bill pay that builds your credit.
That's right.
That's a great selling point.
Thank you.
Give them the website again where people can download it and definitely try this out.
Yeah, it's stellarfi.com.
Stellarfinance.com.
Right. And we'll be doing the challenge on Angela's Facebook page in a couple days, and she'll let you know when that's going to start. But we want everybody to participate in that. This is really a movement to empower ourselves with credit because nobody's helping us.
I'm really excited about it. And I just want to say for people who are like, I'm just not going to pay my bills because I feel like I'm swamped and it's overwhelming. And what difference does it make anyway?
Who does that? Who says that? I'm just not going to pay my bills.
I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody did recently tell me that.
And they're not going to pay their bills?
Yeah. They're like, well, they have credit cards that are
just not gonna pay my bills.
That are way overdue that they're paying the minimum on. And it keeps on getting more and more interest. And they're not concerned with paying it off. They're like, it's just too much. Like, I owe over $100,000, and I just
can't. Yeah, they get overwhelmed.
Yeah, and it's overwhelming, and so I'll just pay this $50 a month, and I'm not concerned about paying it off. But at some point, somebody is going to have to pay it. So if, you know, something happens that gets passed on, it's not like it just goes away ever, and I do feel like the best thing to do is such a great relief to improve your credit, to see those changes being made, to pay down those bills. And so that's why I was really excited to be working with Lamine, who has a proven track record, and Stacy, who is already my partner with Wealth Wednesdays, and bringing something like this to help people, because I do feel like a lot of stress comes from finances if you're not doing it right, but a lot of relief and excitement can come when things start getting more positive.
And those people who are experiencing that severe trauma, like I have what you just said, I have $100,000 in debt, I don't know what to do. This is one of the reasons we partnered with the National Foundation of Credit Counseling. You will get a coach, you'll get a plan, and it's a live person. And that nfc.org/stellar, and that's really something we're excited about.
Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Absolutely.
And definitely hit up the website and download the app right now. And good luck with everything. Appreciate you guys for helping people out.
Thank you. Big shout out to Lamine. Watching them build this has been incredible. Some of the engineers were in the Ukraine, pulled it off, launched. And
it's been fun.
All right. It's been a journey. Thank you, Lamine and Angela.
All right. Well, it's Lamine, Zarad, Stacy Tisdale. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free. Now,
whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.